The true inner peace is a deep sense of aliveness, to feel fulfilled, and it's inseparable from it's a kind of joy, not necessarily the ecstatic joy. You don't go through life saying, wow. Well, some people try it, but you can't sustain that. But a peaceful and alive energy field in the background, that's inner peace. That's the most precious thing in your life. Far more important than where you are or what's happening around you. And it's given up because of mental habits. You lose it so often. So once you're aware of that, then you can observe the mechanism, how you lose that, how quickly it can happen. And when you're really alert, you can see that what's the mechanism behind it. And the mechanism behind it is, of course, a thought that arises that says something about this shouldn't be happening. It complains or whatever it does. The thought, but you don't know it's just a thought. To you, it is inseparable from the situation. So if you don't know that the thought you have about a situation is inseparable from the situation, that's unconsciousness, because then you say, it's a dreadful day because it's raining. You have mixed up a judgment with the external condition. It's a dreadful day, not realizing that the dreadful is your mental judgment and the day is as it is. Or you say standing in line here for so long is dreadful. No, you've mixed up two things, a judgment and the situation. But if you disentangle them and then you see, here is what is and here's what my mind is saying about it. And then suddenly you see that by believing totally in every judgment that arises, you immediately lose your peace. You become dependent on external conditions for your happiness. So once you see that, then you can actually no longer believe in the judgment, or you can even relinquish it. And that's when that comes, when you realize your power to do that for the first time in situations where usually you would have complained or become irritated or angry, and suddenly you find, oh, I'm not complaining anymore, I'm not irritated. Or the thought comes and you say, okay, this is the thought and here's what is. I'll just stay with what is, because all the thought does is it adds suffering. The situation might be physical discomfort, but it's not suffering. It is as it is. That's an enormous liberation when you can be in a place that before your mind would have called, I don't want to be here. Well, but you are here. Oh. And then you're just here without any judgment, and suddenly it's okay. That's the beginning of freedom from externals. And that's liberation. And that's continuous practice with all the little things that happen throughout your day. You practice in that way so that gradually you go into situations without mental judgments. And you still know what you need to do. The mind says, no, I will never do anything anymore then. You still know what you need to do, and action, you can take action, but not based on condemnation and negative energy. So to become free of externals is an essential part, of course, of spiritual awakening. We're leaving aside the extreme situations. It gets relatively rare, of course. That also is extremely useful to look at, but let's just work with normal daily life. People. The most challenging thing in your spiritual awakening is other people. Because other people, most of people are identified with their mind, And they can easily pull you into identification with your mind. And the question is whether you are able to accept the other human as he or she is in this moment. As you accept a place where you are, as you accept a situation you are in, without looking to your mind to tell you something about that situation. Is this something to be practiced, tried out in your life continuously? And more what arises then is a consciousness that is not conceptual, an intelligence that is not conceptual, that then begins to operate also. It's not just passive. It begins to operate in your life. It takes the place of what was operating before, which is the mind-made, thought-based sense of identity with its conditioning and reactivity, which asks, what's the next thing I can react to? It's looking, many human minds or egoic minds are looking for the next thing to react to. They don't know it, of course. And the slightest thing you say or do, and they go... You should know better, you shouldn't be saying that. So there's a... the usual thing that runs your life, the egoic self consisting of usual thought patterns, gradually is replaced by a deeper intelligence that is not conceptual and non-judgmental, and it comes up and it looks at the world without imposing judgments on it. And at that moment, whenever that happens, you are free of dependency on external conditions. Because you're only dependent for your inner state. You're only dependent on external conditions as long as you believe in your thoughts about the external conditions. External conditions, including places, situations, people. So in some ancient traditions, people in a very extreme way, they saw the truth of this and they practiced. They said, okay, I'm going to become a mendicant. I'm going to give up dependency on anything and I will just go from place to place with nothing, give up all dependency on external conditions as a spiritual practice. This is not practical in the West. Almost impossible to do in the West. The whole cultural background is not there for that. We have to do it in some other way. If you want to be a mendicant, you can still do it in India. Besides, of course, many places are too cold in the West to be a homeless wanderer. I experienced homelessness for a while. And it was a beautiful experience. It could have been terrible if my mind still had some judgments about it. But as already the mind had given up complaining and calling any situation bad or calling my life useless or having some kind of opinion about who I am, without that opinion, without all these mind structures, this moment was simply as it is, as it always is. And that, it is wonderful then to be able to appreciate the aliveness of this moment, no matter what form it takes. This is the practice. Now, you still have to work with your mind and be vigilant so that you can be there when your mind brings up thoughts. Don't believe in the judgments of your mind. Don't rely on the judgments of your mind. Be the deeper consciousness, the unconditioned consciousness behind the mind.